In 2005, physiologist Alex Richardson set out to test her hypothesis that low levels of omega-3 were detrimental. She devised a clinical trial amongst a group of schoolchildren suffering mood and behavioural disorders. She believed they might benefit from food supplements. The trial, the Oxford-Durham study, would chart their progress.
What we did was to take almost 120 children from British primary schools, so that's an age range of 5 or 6 up to 11, and we gave them either a fatty acid supplement or a placebo, dummy pill, and what we found was that within 3 months, there was a significant improvement in the behaviour, but also in the reading and spelling progress, the literacy skills, of the children who got the fatty acid supplements.
Were these children just regular, normal, healthy children, or were these kids who had been struggling at school for whatever reason?
In fact, they all met criteria for a condition called developmental coordination disorder, dyspraxia as it's sometimes known. It also overlaps very strongly with both dyslexia and attention deficit hyperactivity type problems.
And you say that after 3 months on the supplements of the two key omega-3 fatty acids, you say that the group that were taking them, there were improvements in their abilities, but by how much?
Well, their reading progress, those who got the active supplements, improved by 9 months in a 3 month period. In the control group, they just made the normal progress. Their reading improved 3 months in 3 months, which is exactly what you'd expect from these age-normed tests. In spelling, the children who got the supplements made 6 months progress in three. So two or three times the normal rate of progress from perfectly healthy, normally performing children was what we saw.
This effect, is this because the children weren't having enough omega-3 of the particular types in their diets to start with, or did the extra omega-3 they were given, you know, help alleviate the effects of different causes on their learning abilities?
We weren't able in this study to take either blood samples to measure omega-3 in blood, as has been done with some mental health patients, nor were we able to get dietary records. We don't yet know, and this is what we need to know, what intake is optimal for the brain.
But might it not be the case that nutrients other than omega-3 are equally important? If scientists don't know the optimum level for these essential fatty acids, how can they be sure they'll prove to be so critical? They can't, but neurophysiologist Professor John Stein of Oxford University believes they have good reason to feel confident.
You have to start off with a theoretical basis. I mean, the reason that I've gone for omega-3s derives from the importance of the fish oils in your nerve membranes, and it makes very plausible physiological sense. Now, you've got to have that sort of prior evidence in order to really make it worthwhile to go for a trial, in my opinion. I mean, you could just work your way through thousands of things doing trials. It would cost a fortune, and it would be extremely uneconomic.